Tell us something about that night when everyone died.
Well, the funny thing was that we didn't know anything about it until about 5 o'clock that morning, which was when it was all over.
Right.
Because it was a very windy and stormy night, and when you get to the camp at 8,000, you're really quite tired.
Yeah.
And you just get into your tent and collapse and make a brew and then go to sleep, or try to go to sleep. And no one ever came to our tent to tell us there was something wrong.
Right.
So we didn't find out until it was too late. And anyway, if we had found out before
that...
I can't get over that guy. Did the guy who wrote it, was he the guy that made it down?
Yeah, John Packer.
Well, how did he write the book if he didn't make it down?
No, but I didn't know. Maybe it was written by somebody who didn't go up. Was that the guy who was blind, basically had to walk?
No. Britt, you actually helped. This is Beck Weathers. And you actually started to help him down the mountain, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. So explain to those who don't know. There was a guy who got left at a certain point.
That's right. He almost made it back to the South Col camp at 8,000 metres, but he was left behind because... Mm. It was a big storm and some people just got left behind, I think. I can't remember really what happened up there.
And they thought he was going to die, didn't they?
They thought he was dead, basically.
So they left
him behind.
He couldn't see. Yeah.
He was as good as dead.
And his arm was frozen up to here or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, you had them.
That's right, yeah.
And, Brigitte, you run a guiding business with your husband, John. If I had more money than sense and I came to you and said, I want to climb Everest, would you get me up to the top?
Can anyone go?
Oh, I'd tell you, go and get some experience first.
Yeah, you wouldn't take a total rank amateur.
No way.
But people do. There have been expeditions where rich American businessmen who've just dreamed of climbing Everest get taken up, don't they?